Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, October the 20th, 2017. I'm Mike Clifford. In focus on our Friday rundown, the Senate takes a step towards passing major tax cuts. Holiday help wanted, retail, restaurant job opportunities abound, and we report on a website that helps new moms take 12 from work. Now, our top story, the Senate approved the GOP-backed budget last night. The Washington Post calls it a major step forward for the GOP effort to enact tax cuts. The budget's passage means tax legislation can now move through the Senate with just 50 or more votes, removing the need for support from Democratic senators. The Post notes that Senator Rand Paul, who believes the budget ought to reduce the deficit, was the only Republican to vote against it. The budget would allow expansion of the federal deficit by $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. In a deal that is the largest of its kind this week, a group of 700 Halifax, Massachusetts residents brought the mobile home park where they live for $27 million. Suzanne Potter reports they'll turn it into a co-op run by a nine-person board.
The deal at Halifax Estates was facilitated by specialists at the Cooperative Development Institute, a nonprofit that helped the residents get a loan and form their co-op board. Thomas Choate with CDI says the board collects rents on the mobile home spaces and decides how to put the money to good use.
With the surplus that they have in any particular year, they have the agency to point that surplus where they would like in the community. And also, rather than an investor having the profits to themselves, the homeowners often can keep their rents lower.
The homeowners, many of whom are seniors, don't have to put up any money, although they are collectively liable for the loan. The rent on the spaces tends to be at or below market rate since the profit motive has been removed. In addition, the co-op board screens new residents. In this way, experts say many low-income communities have been able to stamp out persistent problems with drugs and crime.
CDI and Rock USA also help the co-op boards get the property assessed, do engineering studies to determine plans for capital improvements, and give ongoing assistance for 10 years after the purchase. Every Friday night during high school football season in Ohio, the lights are bright and emotions run high. And for some players, winning the game isn't their only concern. More from Mary Sherman.
The NFL taking a knee movement began last year when quarterback Colin Kaepernick didn't stand during the national anthem to protest the oppression of people of color. The movement hasn't picked up the same steam in high school athletics. Keyshawn Coleman is wide receiver for Boardman High School. He says even though he is black, he feels kneeling is disrespectful.
They're trying to protest what happens around the country and deals with racism and stuff. I feel like it's bad, but I don't think they should go as far as kneeling because that kneel represents all the people that fight for our country.
Some argue that kneeling isn't disrespecting the military, but exercising the right to freedom of expression that the military has fought to preserve.
Around the nation, taking a knee got two players kicked off of a Texas parochial high school football team, and some students were suspended at a New Jersey Catholic high school. And this year, Mona Shand reports you could deck the halls with plenty of holiday job listings as businesses across the country say they're making plans to hire additional workers for the busy end-of-the-year season.
Nationwide, retailers plan to add 650,000 jobs, with restaurants also planning to increase staffing. Robert Dorr was a New York City commissioner in Mayor Michael Bloomberg's administration and is now a senior advisor with the Path Forward Coalition. He says those opportunities are ripe for many different demographics.
College students or senior citizens that aren't really interested in working full-time, but they also can be a way in which you establish a relationship with an employer, develop a record of success in the workplace, and that can translate into a full-time job in the long run.
Dorr notes that with the fast-paced nature of the holiday shopping and dining season, workers of all ages stand to gain critical life skills, such as working under pressure and gracefully handling complaints. Many consumers are shifting to making purchases online, but that doesn't mean the end of retail jobs, says Broderick Johnson, also a senior advisor with Path Forward and former assistant to the president and cabinet secretary under President Barack Obama. Instead, he says, it means new types of jobs and new skill sets.
Fulfillment centers and also changes in delivery systems with retailers is changing the nature of those jobs as well and creating very exciting opportunities to learn.
The internet is helping new moms take more time off from work after giving birth or adopting a child. Eric Tigetoff reports the crowdsourcing network at MyTake12.com helps support new mothers financially while they take up to 12 weeks of unpaid time off work to recover and spend time with their babies.
Founder of the website Margie Scott says the goal is to address the country's lack of paid parental leave. She notes that the United States is the only industrialized nation not to offer it, and says the idea came to her last year after having twins.
What I wanted and needed more than anything was to be at home with my babies without feeling that financial stress of unpaid leave. And so I just thought, wouldn't it be cool if we could, instead of a gift registry for stuff that we don't need, have a place where we could register for what we really do need, which is time to recover and bond.
The website was retooled about 3 weeks ago, and Scott says it has grown exponentially since then. It now includes an online resource center for expectant and new moms. About 600 currently have registries on the site.
That web address is mytake12.com. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.